Well, the Masters is underway. Round one is in the books. Time for the lighter side of golf with our very own Bob Krause, our golf guru, Bob Krause at bobkrausegolf.com.
Hey, it's Bob Krause. This is the lighter side of golf. I want to talk about a very touchy topic right now that you've probably noticed over the last few weeks. That's pace of play. Now, a lot of guys get penalized and fined on tour for pace of play. So here's what I want you to do. Pay attention to your golfing ability. If you're shooting above 90, don't go back to the black tees. You're not going to do anyone any favors by stepping back. So if you are shooting above 90, go to the white tees. If you shoot between 80 and 90, then step it back a little bit. You're a fairly accomplished player, and we need you to take advantage of the golf course and go to the blue tees. Now, if you can't break 80, you have no reason being on the black tees. So if you get to the point where, hopefully you all do, you are now breaking 80 on a regular basis, then step back. I don't care if you hit the ball 250. So take that next time you play golf. Be considerate and really pay attention to what your score is telling you as far as how good a golfer you really are. That doesn't mean you're never going to be good. It just means do what you're supposed to do now. I'm Bob Krause, and that's the lighter side of golf.
Following message is furnished by Major League Baseball.
It's Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
Oh, it's time. It's us. We were talking about stuff. We didn't know we were even on. Let's do this thing here, Rob Parker. Come on.
All right, time to get you caught up.
Sometimes the best show we do is the one you don't hear.
Oh, stop. He is the man, Mark Wilson, a sports rap sponsored by Sporty Cuts for the best haircuts in Detroit. Go to 7 Mile between Outer Drive and Mile.
That's why Gary looks at us like, what are you guys doing? You're talking, but you're not talking on the air. You know how many times we used to do that in the old days, Rob? Seriously. And we used to have like 6-minute breaks and stuff. We would still be talking, I mean, 7 minutes later. Everybody's off tonight. Tigers are in San Diego. I wish I could use the line, but I won't use it from Anchorman, the one I want to use. After the extra inning split with the Dodgers, start with the weekend series. Coming up with the Padres at Petco tomorrow, Rick Porcello against Andy Cashner. Padres are 2-6. For Bud Black, still the manager of San Diego Padres. Boy, that team's got to talk about your no-name Padres. Playoff-bound Wings have their final regular season home game tomorrow against Carolina. Pistons will be at Chicago tomorrow. Local scores first, Sports Night with Parker DeMann, presented to you by Sporty Cuts. Round one in the books at Augusta National. The Masters, Bill Haas, 4-under par, 68, has a one-shot lead on defending champion Adam Scott, Louis Oosthuizen, and Bubba Watson, all at minus 369. Kevin Stadler is part of a group of six at minus 2. Freddie Couples is minus 1 at age 54. He shoots a 71. He and Rory McIlroy at the minus 1. Phil Mickelson struggling on the plus line at a plus 4. Tom Watson, plus 678. Ben Crenshaw, two-time champion of the Masters, a plus 1183. We had his caddy, Carl Jackson, on yesterday. And Rob and Carl have become really good friends. The Christmas cards, I expect, will be passed out later this December. NBA tonight, just getting underway in Dallas, the Spurs and the Mavericks. NHL Thursday, no score early. A lot of first period scores here. Sabres, Rangers, Caps lead the Hurricanes 1-0. Islanders over the Canadiens, no score actually in that game in the first. Ditto for the Devils, Senators. Lightning with a 1-0 lead on the Flyers. Panthers up 1-0 on the Leafs. College hockey, Frozen Four in Philadelphia. The upset has happened. Union College has beaten Boston College, the perennial. And Union College will go to the championship game of the NCAA hockey. For the first time in their history, they'll face the winner of North Dakota, Minnesota, which starts in about 20 minutes in Philadelphia. How about little Union from Schenectady, New York? Baseball Thursday, American League, Oakland over Minnesota 6-1. The A's sweep the series in many. No score, Boston Yankees now fourth inning. Ditto on the fourth, no score, Houston and Toronto. White Sox, Cleveland just getting started at in Chicago. National League, Pittsburgh over the Cubs 5-4 with a 5-run seventh. The Nationals beat the Marlins 7-1, Steven Strasburger's first win. Milwaukee over Philadelphia 2-1 fourth. Mets Atlanta tied at 1 in the third. Giants and D-backs coming up at 10:15. NASCAR's in Darlington. That's South Carolina to you and me. For the Southern 500, brought to you by Bojangles. Qualifying tomorrow evening with the race on Saturday night. And the weigh-in for the Pacquiao-Bradley rematch for Bradley's WBO welterweight belt will be Friday evening just past 6 in Las Vegas. That's Eastern time. Pacquiao gets 20 mil. Fight is Saturday night at the MGM Grand Garden Arena. That is your sports wrap, brought to you by Sporty Cuts. Wish I still had it on my computer. I don't.
Mark Wilson, come on down.
Don't laugh. I'm watching Price is Right with Drew Carey one day, and I hear the guy say, Mark Wilson, come on down.
You're the next contestant on The Price is Right.
I used to have it on my desktop because I played it at the other place. I could have played that right now, but I actually heard the guy. I forget the new guy's name that does that now. Johnny Gray or something. Is that his name? I don't remember his name. But I like Drew Carey. I think Drew Carey's done a great job since replacing Bob Barker. First of all, it's two different Drew Careys. The one that weighed about 120 pounds more. The one that's current, like a male model. Have you seen Drew Carey lately at all? It's incredible.
Is he still down? He's still holding?
More.
Wow.
He had gotten back up a little, a tick.
And then he went back down.
Went back down again. And I just saw him on something, and he looks amazing. He and Craig Ferguson, in fact, were on something together.
I noticed this all. No one's going to know the answer, Mark. I'm just going to throw it out because we do have a gift certificate, don't we? EP? You still got the gift certificate? All right. You know, the Price is Right has been on forever. There used to be a nighttime version on, I believe, NBC, or was it NBC?
I don't remember the network.
Well, CBS. It was a nighttime version.
It had to be. That's a CBS property.
That's a CBS property. There was a nighttime version.
Yeah, there was no NBC.
Who was the host of the nighttime version of The Price is Right?
You know what I'm trying to do?
No, what is that?
This guy?
No. No, wasn't
Didn't
him.
He do it, though?
Nope.
What did he do?
He did
He didn't do Price is Right?
No, he did,
the
Wheel? Wheel of Fortune. Yes.
Rolf did?
Because you got to remember, what you call Pat Sajak left to do his own nighttime talk
right.
show. And that's when you printed, what was it? I got it wrong. Who was the kicker?
Rolf Benerska.
Rolf took over for that.
Oh, so it's not Benerska.
No.
I wanted to keep the name away. So there,
people won't remember. The nighttime version, 248-848-1130. So just, if you do know that, we have a $20 gift certificate to Beans and Cornbread. If you know who the nighttime
host. Because you can't look that up.
Well, you might be able to, right?
Of course you can look it up. You can look everything up now.
When I show it to you, you're going to know who it was.
That was my second guess.
Okay.
I was going to say, is it an older name in the game show biz?
I always remember that name. I don't know why, but.
So Rolf Benerska did Wheel.
He did Wheel when Pat Sajak left. All right, Mark.
San Diego Chargers kicker once hosted the Wheel of Fortune at night.
Well, Pat Sajak had a nighttime show.
That was great.
That was on what you call, wasn't that CBS before
thing? Yes, that's when they went through rotating guys. They tried to find anybody. Jonathan Brandmeier, I think, gave it a shot. Remember, they were like bringing in local people from around the country? But I can't decide what's better. Was the Pat Sajak night show better or the Magic Hour?
Please, the Magic Hour was terrible.
Magic Johnson.
That might be the worst show I ever saw.
You like ever?
Ever.
Like the worst thing ever put on television was Irvin Magic Johnson doing stand-up.
No, he had a monologue.
I know.
Like all
that's
right.
Basically stand-up.
You have a show, but that doesn't mean you get to do stand-up. That's a comedian's
job. Who was the guy?
It
was Tommy...
Tommy Davidson.
Tommy Davidson, and then the other guy, Craig Shoemaker.
Right.
They had two...
They had the white...
The show was only on 3 months or something.
Is that what he was?
They had two different co-hosts.
It was a bad show.
Poor Irvin.
Mark, but speaking of football...
Wait, was he worse at that or coaching the Lakers?
No.
He was 5-11 as a coach of the Lakers.
He was worse at that talk show because it was pretty bad.
He was worse at 5-11?
But speaking about football, let's talk about Sue and Dominican Sue not showing up for the voluntary mini camp or whatever that they have down there at Allen Park. And I get it. You know, like all the players took up for him because they're not going to bash him. He's going to play this year, right? So how would that look if they all bashed him? So... What a shocker. Players are not bothered by him not showing up. Caldwell was a little salty. He said that he wish he would have with new coaches and a new staff.
He threw it out there.
He did.
He opened his mouth. He said words on a voluntary appearance that the man decided not voluntary to take. And look, how long has Dominican Sue been here? Is this going on 4 years? What do we got, 3 years, 4 years now, Dominican Sue?
Well, because I think it's 5, you get out
Look,
of that
if
deal,
you've
right?
spent any time around him, even for 5 minutes, and you've seen him, you don't even have to spend time. You all know in Metro Detroit what kind of cat this guy is, okay? Look how he spends his time. His off seasons have been doing the diving show. He did the splash show. He did the dating show on Fox.
Who's the one who got hurt in that show, doing that show?
Well, Louis Anderson got hurt, and then didn't Chewy?
Somebody else got
hurt. Chewy got hurt. Bravo.
Right.
From the Chelsea Handler show. Chelsea Lately. Yeah, two people got hurt. Well, Louis Anderson had no choice but to get hurt. I mean, when you're 480 pounds and you're going to be diving off diving boards, dude, that's a
You
want to
talk about the all-time low talks game shows. Louis Anderson. Mark, I never got that guy.
Now you can say, he sounds like, did I do that? That's how he sounds anyhow.
Yeah, he does.
You know, he's got a weekly, he's got a thing. He's got a residency in Las Vegas at the Palace Station Casino. He's there, you can go see him.
Is he still 480?
Oh, yeah, he's still very heavy. And they got the one little marquee. You come off the 15. There it is. You just pull into the casino, and there's Louis Anderson every night standing up to, hi, everybody. I once hosted the Family Feud.
Exactly.
Let me tell you about Richard Dawson. He kissed a lot more chicks than I did.
248-848-1130. Are you bothered by Sue not being there? Is this a further indication, Mark, that he's not going to re-sign? It just seems like they could have had a deal done. The Lions were willing. I don't blame him. I think it's all phony baloney. If he's supposed to be there, then just call it a mini camp or.
But they can't. It's not written into the
thing.
Well, then
if it's voluntary, then he has a right not to show up, Mark.
The deal on the Lions is this: first of all, they have certain days that are set aside for mandatory camps and
whatnot. Okay, but this is not mandatory.
Here's
this is voluntary.
I'm going to give it to you right now. The Lions voluntary mini camp. There's another one coming up on April 22nd and the 24th. This was a voluntary workout session. This isn't even the mini camp. The mandatory mini camp is not until June 10th through the 12th.
That's when I would show up.
And June there are 10th. Three OTAs all post the May draft. So right now he can be doing whatever he wants. And you know how Dominican Sue spends his time. He likes to drive around Portland. He likes to go to Vegas. He's been in Vegas. The word is he's staying for the Pacquiao fight on Saturday.
He likes to crash his car.
Well, that's the Portland stuff. That's the driving around Portland. But do you blame a guy for wanting to spend a lot of time in Las Vegas? Because I certainly don't. And he wants to go see one of the biggest fights out there, the Pacquiao-Bradley fight. He'll be put up nicely probably at MGM itself. I know how he likes to live.
The last time that they had...
He maximizes his off time.
Last year when they were talking to Jim Schwartz about the schedule and everything, I think he asked Schwartz to pass him a TV guide first before they set the dates.
Well, first of all, he's on TV all the time himself. I mean, seriously. Does anybody else find it crazy that Dominican Sue loves going on these television shows, like dating shows and stuff?
248-848-1130.
Dave's out in Phoenix. Hi, Dave. That's Arizona. He's watching on ParkerTheMan.com, we assume.
No, I'm not watching, but I am listening through my phone.
Oh, okay. iHeartRadio.
Yep.
Yep. Doing that. So, first I'd like to answer this trivia question about The Price is Right.
Do you remember who it was?
Well, are you talking about the version that started in about 1985 or 1994?
No, it was earlier than that. It was in the 70s.
Well, the nighttime version, if you're talking about the first nighttime version.
Just throw it out.
Tom Kennedy.
No.
Well, then there was another nighttime version that started in 94 with Doug Davidson.
Who? Who's Doug Davidson?
Doug or John Davidson?
Doug.
I never heard of Doug Davidson.
Well, you can look it up and you can decide if I'm right or not. But, I mean, I can tell you who the original host was way, way back in the 1950s.
Before Barker?
No, he was not. It was a guy named Bill Cullen.
Bill Cullen
We know Bill Cullen.
Bill Cullen was the original host of Price is Right before Bob Barker?
Yep.
I didn't know that. I actually thought Barker started that show.
No, I don't believe so.
Wow. Bill Cullen, who for years did, what else did he do? He did Celebrity Hot Potato or something. What else did he do?
I can't remember.
What was the big show he did?
But Bill Cullen had polio or something. You know,
yeah, he always had to sit down.
Am I right?
Yeah.
Wow, I'm not sure about that.
Yeah, no, he had
He
always sat on a stool, a high stool chair.
He had some sort of, yeah.
And never moved out of that. He never could walk to the guests or get up to shake their hands. He did have an issue. I don't remember what exactly the malady was, but it was something like you just said, Rob. I don't want to speak out of school.
No, I'm not sure, Mark, but I know he had...
Bill Cullen, didn't he do... What else did he do? Who did Password? That was Alan Ludden, who was married to Betty White.
Right.
Who's long since passed, and Betty White's still hot in Cleveland, man, at 92. So you're saying Doug Davidson?
Yep, he was the host for the nighttime version that began in 1994, And the other guy, Tom Kennedy, was the nighttime version in 1985.
Well, Tom Kennedy did one of my all-time favorite game shows called Split Second. Do you remember that one?
No, I sure don't.
Tom Kennedy did that.
I remember Bill Kennedy hosting the movie shows.
No, not the great Bill Kennedy from Channel 50.
Right.
That's a long. There you go with Bill Kennedy. Now you're talking, but that's a whole nother. That's a whole nother thing. All right. Let me read it here. I see Mark Goodson, Bill Todman.
Hey, let me stir something else up if I could. All right.
Yes. Go ahead.
Now
I see it.
I actually agree with what Hank Aaron had to say, and Rob, you can probably relate to what Hank Aaron is now going through, huh?
What are you talking about? About his latest comments?
Well, he made some comments about how things haven't changed all that much since he went through the abuse that he went through 40 years ago, and that even though we have a black president, he talks about the treatment of the black president by so many of his opponents, and that these people no longer have hoods and are openly members of the KKK. Now they wear starched shirts and suits.
Well, you know what? Me and Hank Aaron have had our differences, but in that case, I think that Hank Aaron has always been one to speak out and be honest in these kind of situations, and it's good to hear that. And the only thing I'm going to say is I've never seen a president more disrespected than Barack Obama. That's what
Absolutely.
I'll say.
Absolutely.
That's all.
In fact, Rob, that brings me – I want to mention this because I don't think this has ever been really discussed properly or publicly, but – what happened to you at ESPN, you know, a lot of people remember the comments about Robert Griffin and the fact that he had a white fiance. And, you know, I certainly didn't agree with your comments about that.
But wait a minute. I just want to stop you real quick. See, because I think you missed it like most people did. That was not my issue with him. And I never said that I had an issue with him having a white fiance. Let me just, I really want you to go back, and I hope you could go listen to the clip, because this is what was written, and for most people didn't watch it, Mark. This is where this thing caught into a firestorm.
Right.
That's not what I said. It was about Robert Griffin III kind of shying away from being a black quarterback, like there's something wrong with that. And I said, what happens is the conversation that takes place in the barbershop will be about whether or not, and I'm not going to go into the whole thing, but whether or not he's proud to be black or not. And then I said, what happens is people, it's a rhetorical question. Is he or isn't he? Not that he is. And I said, people will take a look at your life, see who's in your life, who's your wife or spouse, what party you belong to, and then they'll make an assessment of you based on those things. But I never said he doesn't have a right to have a white fiance or he's this because he has a white fiance. I never said that. Never.
Okay, Rob, here's the thing, and I'm defending you on this, but I think the important thing to be known is who exactly was it that was so angry at you and wanted you out, and why did they want you out? What were they so mad about? And the fact is, the people who were so mad were basically conservative white people, and the reason they were so mad had nothing to do with the issue of interracial marriage. It was because you made a comment about, you hear that Robert Griffin may be a Republican, and that just set those people off. They went crazy about that, but you were 100% right about that. There's a great new book out called Dog Whistle Politics. Everybody should read it.
I appreciate that. And you know what? I will take a look at it, Dave. But, Mark, that's always the biggest and I always have to explain that because I did not say that. You, most people who were angry about it, Mark, they never saw the show. They saw a little clip, but they never saw it.
You've explained it a couple times. I'm sure that more people will call occasionally wanting further explanation. It's part of your DNA now,
part
of your thing, and that's
it
the
is
way
what
it goes.
It is.
And you never shied from it, and that's the end of it. I want to do a shout-out, Rob Parker.
Shout-out.
To Sammy and Brian up at the Quick Stop Market up there at Green Lake Road and Pontiac Trail. They service me all the time. They make it happen.
And they also help you out when you buy stuff.
I knew that was coming. Sammy, I knew it was coming from him. I said the words.
Mark, your personal life is your personal
life. There are wine purveyors extraordinaire up there. Sammy and Brian at the Quick Stop Market. Again, Green Lake Road and Pontiac Trail. We have big celebrities that go up there. This isn't just Mark.
Is that right?
This is big timers. I mean, this is the ones that live around Upper Straits Lake. You know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah.
I've seen Vinnie Johnson there.
Terry Foster, right?
I've never seen Terry there, but I've seen Vinny there a couple of times.
He lives in your neck of the woods, doesn't he?
He's more Farmington Hills, I think. He's more 15-mile area. Okay. I'm a little further away from
that. Don't tell his address. You're going to give his address?
It's a 15-mile area.
Okay.
I don't know his address. I couldn't give it to you anyhow.
You mean Terry Foster on 17345 50-mile road?
You brought him up. I didn't bring up T. Foster.
Yeah, but I didn't say his address.
You just said he was in my area, so it would have been the same thing. It would have been Pontiac Trail and Green Lake Road, like the quick stop place.
So I guess nobody's really upset with Sue. You just got to accept it, right? Just accept it.
I don't think
you have an issue,
you know, Rob. Seriously,
or are people checked out? Have they checked out on Sue? Because it's not usually people are angry. He's making $22 million, Mark, and they're usually angry that he's not showing up for practice or training.
I think that there are people who don't know what to make of him. I really
think people
believe
have checked
that.
Out on him. I don't think they believe him.
No, I don't think they've checked out on him.
I do. I believe that they checked out. Sue fans, are you still a Sue fan?
Hey, wait a second. Let me tell you how you'll know.
Down, up, down.
I got up, down, but. Sue. We watched, you watched Dominic and Sue walk away and leaves you with Nick Fairley at one DT spot and no other DT.
And Nick
Fairley, see how quickly.
And Nick Fairley, who they don't even want to give a contract to.
They just want him out. Nick, we ain't picking up your option for 15. Forget 14. We're dealing with you at 15.
You know what, Mark? Would that make you play better or would that make you tanky?
I would be so angry.
I'm telling you, I'm the same
way. I don't
way.
Believe one word that Nick Fairley thinks it's a big motivator. I'm sorry, man. Your future's in the air. You're in jeopardy. They're playing with your money.
Not only that, Mark, they've embarrassed you. They put you on Front Street.
How do you take it when someone's playing with your fire, your money? Don't touch my stuff.
I'm not going to do anything extra for you. I'm going to come in, do my job, and I'm going to go home. I'm not a part of this.
Yeah, because you know why? Someone else will sign me in 15.
You've already told me I'm not a part of this. How you want me to play for this team and give my all?
We talked about it at the time.
And get hurt?
Right. Martin Mayhew, I think, did a terrible disservice to him by already saying we're not picking up your option for 15.
And he didn't have to announce it, Mark. There was no pressure to announce it. Why did he have to announce it?
It's a nice motivator for Nick.
No, it's not.
What is this, third grade?
Unbelievable. Yes. Hey, Billy, if you do your math homework, you get two big chocolate chip cookies.
You don't? You're not going to get any.
Exactly.
You'll go right to your room with no television.
Well, no iPad.
No television. Look at you with the iPad. Look
See,
at
I'm trying
you
to update you. Everything.
With your Kindle Fire. Okay. With that little woman that comes on when you hit the button. Amy, or whatever her
you
name
is. You know, I've asked her some questions late at night.
You have one of those?
No. But I'm saying I would.
But you still ask her questions late at night. You don't even have a Kindle.
What's her name, Amy?
I think it's Amy, with the red hair. Very hot.
Hey, Amy, what are you wearing?
Yeah, right.
Right.
What color pants you got on?
See? People haven't tried to get Amy to do some stuff?
I'm sure. All right, it is Sports Night with Parker and Man.
Here we go again.
248-848-1130.
We got a sports wrap coming up. Sports Night with Parker and Man on Detroit's 1130 WDFM.
Mark, you're sick.
Fan.
What's
I
wrong
know.
With you?
I don't know. Who knows?
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
Uncle Sam doesn't like to hear that.
Aunt Dorothy doesn't enjoy saying it.
Rob and Mark do it right every night. Parker and the Man.
Parker and the Man.
On Detroit's 1130 WDFN The Fan.
Driving around today on a pretty day out there, 70 degrees, a little sunny until the clouds moved in, and I'm saying I'm going to have some fun. Hit another crater. Luckily, I didn't have any problems today.
It's like you're driving on the moon.
I'm telling you. And if you have had problems, maybe you had problems even today, and you've fallen victim, take your car, truck, or van to the pros. Nowhere else, I'm telling you, than this place, Mike and his good people. Expert, XPERT Car Care.
That's right, Mark. And you know what? They offer free inspections and guarantee the lowest prices in town. And you'll be back on the road safe and sound, sometimes, Mark, the same day.
They can service everything on your vehicle. I'm telling you, front to back, top to bottom, whether it's something as simple as a tire repair that you might need anytime, or as major. And hope you don't have to have it, but if you do, they can do it, as replacing an engine or transmission. And if you mention these two cats here, tell them, Rob, what happens.
You mean Parker and the Man?
Yeah, these two guys.
Mark, you will not only will you receive a free oil change with any work done, but you'll also get a free front wheel alignment if needed.
That's over $100 in savings right
That's
then and
sweet
there.
Right there, $100.
Just saying, Parker and the Man, when you come in, bring your stuff to have things done. Bring your car, vehicle, whatever you got. Expert Car Care has locations 7 miles between Myers and Wyoming and an 8 mile between Mound and Van Dyke. Expert Car Care is, in fact, your one-stop auto repair shop.
Hey, Mark.
Yeah.
Go get Expert Car Care.
Sports Wrap coming up next.
Hey, this is Joe Dumars, and you're listening to Detroit's Late Night Talk King. Sports Night with Parker and the Man. Rob and Mark do it right.